A majority of city council members this week directed city staff members to review advocacy services for tenants who bring complaints against the city's landlords. Staff members are to report at a later date on what kind of advocacy or support we have for tenants, said Mayor Joan Peck, who voted for the presentation. The city council also voted unanimously to put on hold a proposal for a rental licensing and inspection program. A citywide survey of 763 respondents, including renters and landlords, found lukewarm support for the introduction of the licensing and regular inspection of rental properties, Planning Director Glenn Van Nimwegen told the council. It was evenly split among renters between yes and no, Van Nimwegen said. There was the feeling that it, inspection and licensing, would get passed onto them and they would end up paying higher rent. Renters also expressed privacy concerns about an inspector coming into their home or apartment, Van Nimwegen said. The idea is that their home is their castle. They don't necessarily want inspectors there. Councillors Aaron Rodriguez and Tim Waters voted against exploring options for tenant advocacy. Waters said the proposal lacked details, while Rodriguez said a citywide survey of tenants, discussed by the council Tuesday night, did not reveal a groundswell of complaints among tenants. This is not something urgent enough, especially not since tenants have no clear mandate for inspections or licensing, Rodriguez said. Councillors, including Marsha Martin, also said programs are already available for tenants needing help. Councillor Susie Hidalgo Faring pushed for the tenant advocacy study, saying there is a view among some in Longmont that the city largely offers help for landlords and property owners. The perception is our reality, Hidalgo Faring told the council. We have to supply tenants with the support, as we have landlords.